Blog Talk Radio.
Go!
Records Radio, and I'm starting off the day with Bleed. We're having a United Kingdom day with a big oi. Hello to the UK. We love you. And this was a track, Fallout, off of Andrew Bleed's new album. Nobody's Fault But Your Own. Great album, and you guys really like it. So here we have another one, gang-related deaths, and I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more of them to come. check out Bleed with their Facebook page, Bleed Punk Degenerates. And see, they have Reverb Nation, where you can become a fan and listen to their latest, well, their latest songs are out on Mystic, but you can see their songs that they have. You can take a listen. Really great band. I can't say enough good about them. And, you know, I have a little interview here that was titled More Than Just a Band. And Andy from Bleed was so kind to answer their questions. And they asked him a little bit of history. So they formed roughly about 6 years ago. And they used to go drinking and had a bass amp laying around. And Pete and had a drum kit. So it was a case of, well, use them or sell them. So he couldn't face the idea of selling his guitar. So he decided to get a band together, and they drafted Chris in from a band, and he was in another band years ago called Hooligan Element, which I just recently put out a couple of those songs from Bedlam out on a Mystic comp, and they began rehearsing in an old factory. And it turned out to be better and better, and pretty soon they've got another guy, Pete, who was from a notorious biker gang. He was trying to look for a band to play in, so it was just natural progression. And their early gigs, they didn't exactly endear many promoters or what, and owner venues. Probably like fear, they would tear up the place. Over the next few years, they had a steady turnover of band members, and in every reject in Yorkshire with a guitar who couldn't make it in a regular outfit playing for us because we had no rules. So anyway, some say the bass player, the bass isn't a proper instrument, but you know what? Just ask Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers. A bass can do a lot for a band. Anyway, I'm going to hit you up with another song from Bleed called Nobody's Fool, one of my favorites.
We don't.
have a correction. I typed in the name of the song wrong. The name of the song is Nobody's Fault But Your Own, and that is the title of their new album out on Mystic Records. Very, very good. All right, so moving along, we're going to play some Victim Forever, Forever Victim. Don't let anybody victimize you.
Come on, man, just give me. Come on, man, just give me. Come on, man, just give me, because I don't give a shit. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. I don't give a shit. I don't care if I OD. Should I trust that I live or die? I got no sense in my own life. Get around and tell me a liar. Come on, man, just give it to me. Come on, man, just give it to me. Come on, man, just give it to me. I don't give a shit. I come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Cause I don't give a shit.
Wow, the 13th Victim, cool band, cool band. Okay, so after all of that running around in the pit and enjoying that music, you got to have yourself an ice-cold beer, and nobody does it better than Tequila.
Away the key. They tried to catch the very soul in me. So I hit through the mountains like a wild horse. God kissed my feet while the stars shared my course. And I dropped from the lakes of forbidden mystery.
Thank you.
Well, you know, out here in the country, I had to add a little bit of cowpunk to your morning.
Party or go home!
That's right. Party or go home. And fight for your life. We got vomit coming up here. Resorting to the worst possible scenario, and you know, I've had someone break into my garage recently, and they were pillaging through all of my stuff, and it seems that they left a whole bunch of it down at the river, and I just happened to be driving by the other day from the top of the bridge. And I got photographs of them. So if anybody sees a black truck with Oregon plates 794-CVT, Charles Victor Thomas, beware, because these idiots will steal you blind. It's a 4x4 truck, all black tinted windows. And these little bastards, they better not come back or they're going to be bleeding hard. Hardcore. So what I say to them, goodbye.
Rushing everything, hanging at the start with thinking we were punk rock kids.
about that. Anyway, that was Dave Anger in the new Crankshaft album, Lucky 13. And I was just looking over these pictures of that truck. You know, I live way out on a main highway, and several houses around me have been robbed. And one in particular right next door to me, and I mean, this guy's been robbed blind. And what they do is they leave skid marks on the road right where they're going to make their target. So watch out for skid marks and black trucks with no identification marks on them except Oregon plates. And beware, because they're a bunch of really, really nasty people. So anyway, on a lighter note, have some ska from Vomit. Coggleton, UK, and their album out, their latest album, they have four albums out on Mystic, their latest one is Punk Rock Past and Present, and that's a track off of that song. So anyway, I was looking over some things. You know, I just get so sick and tired of hearing political opinions. And you know, I don't like it shoved down my throat time after time again. You know, politics are boring. and anyone who wants to be a politician should be prevented from being one, right? They're all a bunch of crooks. All right, this one fits in with the mood. What you doing to me? I just have to say that Bleed and Andrew Turner's new band, well, you know, they formed in the 80s, but, you know, this is his newest band. And they love to do, off and on, a cover of Fear. And a lot of people don't know, but Lee Ving and I are very dear friends, have been for many, many years, way back in Hollywood when I was booking punk shows at the Café de Grand. And I just want to, I love the lyrics of this song, I Love Living in the City. And that's one of the cover songs that Bleed does. And Andrew, I know you're listening, and I want you to please send that to me for the new Mystic Covers album. It would be so fantastic. So here are the lyrics to I Love Living in the City. My house smells like a zoo. It's cock full of shit and puke, cockroaches on the walls, crabs crawling at my balls. Oh, but I'm so clean cut. I just want to fuck some sluts. I love living in the city. I love living in the city. Spent my whole life in the city where junk is king and the air smells shitty. Puking people puking everywhere. Piles of blood and scabs and hair. Bodies wasted in the street. People dying on the street. But the suburban scumbags, they don't care. Just get fat and dye their hair. I love living in the city. Well, you know what? I used to love living in the city, but now I'm loving in the country because all's fair in love and war, and we can do whatever we please. Okay, so how come my soundboard's not working? All right, here we go. Doggy style. For a long, long time, and I'm so happy to be able to present to you underground music from all over the world. And if anyone has a moment and they'd like to call in, you can call in and speak whatever on your mind. The phone number is 646-478-3594. And here we go with Crankshaft, Army of the Dead. We'll be right back. first, like the Grimm says in their song, be the first to pull the trigger. Okay, we're having a really good time here. It's a beautiful day in Northern California. And let's see, what do we have here? All right, here we go with another song from the 13th Victim. And if you want to call in that hotline, don't forget, 646-478-3594 and speak what's on your mind. According to the internet, a license to kill is granted by a government or a government agency to a particular operative or employee to initiate the use of legal force in the delivery of their objectives. The initiation of lethal force is in contrast to the use of lethal force in self-defense or the protection of life. So all you motherfucking idiots who want to come in my garage and fuck up my shit, I got a license to kill. Come at it. Come at it, baby, because I'm ready for y'all. That's right.
You can kill at free will, and you kill every day for a thrill. Every day for a thrill.
You got a badge, you got a gun, you got a badge.
kill whoever you will. License to kill, license to kill. LAPD has a license to kill. You got a badge, you got a gun. You can kill at free will, and you kill every day just for thrills. Just kill, just for thrills.
The conclusion of our show today. Now that I got you all hyped, let's go out and have a good friend, have a good time. I was going to say, have a good friend come over and hang out. But you know, this COVID virus has got everybody in an uptick panic. So just make sure you take your advanced lung and bronchial support. And advanced up your immune system, and you know, you won't even get sick. So, you know, all I got to say is stay home, be safe, and don't forget to use your right to self-defense. That's right. And don't you forget to party or go home. And there's always a party here on Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candace D'Andrea, and I hope you have a good time. And we'll see you back again later. Tomorrow we have Spike Polite coming on from New York City with the band Sewage NYC. And we will see you next time. Later on. Have a good day. And don't kill too many people. Just kind of tie them up and make them suffer for what they did. Sounds like fun. Party, go home. Yay.
What are you going